Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. That's Blog Talk for you, man. That's Blog Talk for you all day, man. And I know I did it. I know I did it. I set everything up for every show.
Well, I'm gonna act like a diva. I'm not saying shit to my intro. Come on.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I think Green Bay's offense. I'm going with the Packers and the Ravens, man.
Packers and the Ravens?
Packers and the Ravens.
Okay.
That's what I'm going
to
with, man.
Packers, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Seth Bryan this year. I mean, don't get me wrong now. Let me make sure I say this. I'm a Raiders. I'm an Oakland Raiders fan through and through. See, I look at the statistics, and I think San Fran got enough firepower to get there. Okay, before we get started, man, I got to ask you one more football question. Luck versus RG3. Who do you think going to have the best year?
Well, that's a good one. I think Luck will.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you just look at, I think the Colts is going to win more games. And I think Luck got better receivers to throw to, man.
Oh,
okay. Well, I think RG3 is going to be a running back this year. Running back playing quarterback. Because he got no offensive line, man. He's going to be running for his life.
Well, as they said on the Dave Chappelle show, my blackness will not let me say Luck. So I'm going with RG3.
Hey, go for it.
All right. Well,
if you had money on it, that blackness wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
We just hypothetically speaking right now, brother. Okay. Money, that's a different thing.
All right.
This is out. Speaking of, the light and dark brings me to our motherfucking topic of the night. It's Wednesday. And I want to know. Who the freak is? Red Bones or them dark skin sisters?
I like a light skinned girl.
So you go for the red ball?
Basically.
Okay.
I like a light skinned girl.
A red bone, motherfucker. Just say red bone. Damn. Why you always start the show off difficult as hell?
I don't know, it's just how I am.
Didn't you read the damn thing, Red Bone from the chocolate, or?
I don't refer to Red Bone. I say light-skinned. I think Red Bone is derogatory.
How the fuck is Red Bone derogatory?
Because I like light-skinned instead of dark-skinned.
Don't they turn red?
See, you say potato, I say potato.
I say you a jackass. That's what I say.
That's okay. You won't be the first. What's happening, Butter?
What's going on?
Butter, check it out.
Yes.
You got to try it tonight.
Uh-huh.
Red Bones versus Chocolate. The light-skinned brother versus the dark Mandingo. What's your pick?
Oh. Well, since... I put it like this. I like a red bone female and a chocolate man.
All right. All right, we got Janine on the line. Janine,
yeah,
what's happening?
Jimmy.
Hello.
Hey, boo.
How y'all doing?
I miss you.
You sound like you feeling good.
I miss you. I'm just happy to hear your voice.
Don't you remember the end of the show yesterday? She should be feeling
great.
I
said you.
That wasn't even me.
Oh, okay.
You gave the phone to somebody? What went on? Oh, that was coming from your number.
Yeah, it was. It was coming from my number, but that wasn't me.
Well, you know what? I ain't going to even go there. But nevertheless. Janine.
What you were going to say?
I ain't saying nothing. No, I'm about to say you're a goddamn lot. We done heard you before. We know your voice.
Oh, I mean, I know. I know I've done it before.
Okay. Janine, check this out.
Yes.
We're going light versus dark tonight. We're going to have a little fun tonight. Light versus dark.
Mm-hmm.
That red bone chick. Or that chocolate sexy baby, or that light-skinned brother, or that big black man dingo nigga. Which one you like?
Let me see.
Now, before you answer this,
okay.
Butter, I mean, we kind of set the standards like males and females, but Butter said it for both for both male and female. So if you feel like you want to say it for male and female, by all means, go right ahead.
Well, male, I would say the dark chocolate and Mandigo brother.
Yes.
So,
I'm strong like bull.
I don't know. Females, it varies. I don't think I like them dark. I think, you know.
I'm not dark.
Brown skin. I know.
Okay, now, Butter, yeah. I gotta say this on you and Falk's behalf. I don't know what you caramel mulatto motherfuckers say here. But see, y'all ain't quite black. And y'all ain't quite light. So I don't know where y'all stand at.
I'm that caramel butter, baby.
Okay, well, y'all be what you want to be, but y'all ain't dark, y'all ain't light, y'all. So, no, we look at y'all as average.
Oh, I ain't average either.
Oh,
I ain't average either.
I'm playing with you. I'm joking with you.
I know. And I didn't get offended because I know I ain't average.
No, I'm saying I don't like them dark like that. But, you know, brown skin on up, you know, it's cool.
Okay, I'm going to throw some names at you. You tell me. Wesley Snipes. Dark like that?
I mean, yeah, they can be dark like that, but hey, Wesley Snipes not cute.
Okay, well, let me help you out. Andrew's album.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I knew that would get that.
Oh, and what's the other chocolate? Morris Chestnut. Oh, I just seen him.
Mekhi Phifer.
Yes,
him
too.
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut,
yep.
Mekhi Phifer, all
love. You know who put me in the mind of Mekhi Phifer?
Oh.
Cass. There you go.
Yes. You do, for real.
I'm going to take that as a compliment and say thank you.
I think because he's sexy and a motherfucker, baby.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm going to say thank you.
I just don't think they look alike. I think he looks better than Mekhi Phifer.
Do you? That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
But I'll take your compliment, too. I'll take your compliment, too, brother.
Okay.
I guess I ain't reading on the motherfucking show.
Don't get me wrong. It is some fine light-skinned brothers out there.
Oh, Father, how you here? I didn't even know you were on the show.
I see.
There is some light-skinned brothers that I would just tear
up.
Yeah,
there are some that are cute. Mm-hmm.
And there are some light-skinned brothers that have more than 5 inches.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so. So now, all right. With that being said, let's try to, because the myth is the darker the motherfucker, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We all heard that, but we also heard the darker the brother is, the bigger the dick. Is that true?
It's like 90% true, because I have messed around and then this nigga freaked me like what it do. You hear me? I was ready to fuck like. Ready.
What color was he?
He was blue black. And his penis was not even bigger than my pinky.
Damn. So he made a bad taste in your mouth for the brother, the dark haired brother.
I mean, he did, honestly. Until, you know what I'm saying, I met this dark skinned nigga who had made me understand. But I mean, I was really upset, like, really, just thinking about it now. I mean, he freaked me to the point where I was like, this nigga finna blow my mind. I'm finna fall in love, like, oh, my goodness. And then he pulled his pants down, and I saw what it looked like. I was like, oh, my God, 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 oh, my God. But I can't just stop now, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they say, what, you know, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean. So he might still make me, you know, when he got done.
Nothing happened.
He was all out of breath, like, oh, was it as good for you, as for you as it was for me? Oh, and I was like, you was straight. He was like, damn. you making it sound like I was a step above bullshit. I wanted to say so bad, a step above? Nah.
Okay. Waylo, what's happening?
What's going on?
All right, Waylo, check this out.
Hi, Waylo.
What's good? Yeah.
That wasn't me yesterday.
Bullshit.
It wasn't me.
But for real, I
got a new toy yesterday. That's what that was.
Wow.
I got a new toy, and it was very, it's very nice.
I could tell. It's
got its own little stand.
I could tell.
Because she straight hung up like, fuck this show. I got to go.
I'm trying to tell you.
You trying to ask a question. She done hung the fucking phone up. But all right. Hello. Check this out, man. Light versus dark. That red bone sister against that chocolate sexy motherfucker. Who do you, what's your preference, dog?
What's my preference?
What's your preference?
Shit, I'm like Ice Cube. We need to improve on our brown-black relationships.
Thank you.
So, that's just my preference. I like a lighter woman.
Okay. You know what wrong with that.
How light?
My light or her light?
Right.
I'm bright light.
She bright light. And I'm
if you light enough, I can see my handprint on your ass after I get done smacking it, then that's good enough.
Okay.
Butter, can I
if you smack hard enough,
yeah.
You can see the whole print.
The whole handprint, all five fingers.
Yeah.
But I mean, we gotta get a little bit more aggressive with you then, huh, Butter?
That's just a tad bit.
Just a tad bit. I ain't mad at you, baby. We can do that.
I'm not as bright. I'm not as bright as Father Time or Janine.
Father Time? Why the fuck y'all think Father Time bright?
I'm light skinned. I'm brown skinned.
Father Time is red.
No, that nigga gray.
Yeah. He might have gray hairs, but he's red. Like, in the summertime, his skin is red.
What? Wow, you think so?
Yeah.
I
mean, honestly, as a child, y'all was friends. As a child, he was lighter than he is now, right?
Hell no. He was that same fucking complexion.
Yeah, in the summertime.
No, she right. She right. I was lighter. I was lighter in my younger days.
Yes,
you are correct.
Yes.
I don't even ever see it. Sure.
Yeah, so he's a red bone.
Black motherfucker, nah.
Well, hey, she said I'm a red bone, goddammit, I'm a red bone.
You a red bone.
I lived in Texas. I used to be lighter than what I am now, but when I moved up here, I got a little darker.
Right.
Wait, hold on. You lived in Texas and you was lighter, but then when you moved down here, you got darker. Now, goddamn it, that's hard to believe.
It shocked me. It shocked me. It's a lot of red bones down south. It shocks me for them to be that bright.
It's more red bones.
Well, like Texas, darker. Is Satan a half lighter than me?
Yeah, that's because I be out in the sun 24/7. But if I took my shirt off, then you would see like that fucking tan line. I'm light as fuck.
Right.
You light as fuck.
I don't want to see that.
Nah, of course you don't. I wouldn't show it to you anyway.
I ain't got to see you, motherfucking ass.
Okay. Hey, Janine, by the way, swiped a few of those just to let you know. Borrowed a few.
Damn. I got them under the futon downstairs in the basement.
Oh yeah, I knew you were gonna take a look at those.
He had to hurry up before Mother Nature get on.
You like that nurse's one?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, he said, yeah, it was cool. He's thinking about it now. Ripping it.
Yeah. I might know.
Did y'all see the new video that's posted on there?
Cool old girl.
Cynthia Cash.
Hey, I ain't shout out to Cynthia Cash. She put that, hey, she got on there, she did a thing. I ain't mad at her.
Which one was this? The one at the club?
Nah, she was in her house, I guess.
No, I didn't get to see that. When I saw this one at the club, oh my goodness. I don't know what kind of club that was. It was an old one. Oh my goodness. This bitch was like picking the bitches up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I was like, let me play this again.
Like I said, we on a new and approved site now. We on that.
I haven't even got on the computer today.
Well, baby, we got to get you on there now, brother. Like I told you, we need them double G's there. You crashed today.
I have to get on there because right now.
I understand. Last night you a little busy.
Yeah, then I've been gone all day, so I got home just in time for the show. You said what?
I had to get on it on my damn phone. My computer was acting up last night.
I see you looking kind of pimpish on that, dog.
You know, I try a little bit of something, you know.
He trying to look sexy for who?
I like the hat. I see you, brother.
Who you trying to look sexy for?
Shit, for everybody, including you.
Oh, okay. I like the way you did that. Yeah.
All right, now check this out, man. Let's get back on this topic. I see how y'all finna get to swearing and swerving and all this shit. But, now. I mean, so far, way low. Papa time, y'all both say y'all prefer the red ball.
Light skinned.
Oh boy, this motherfucker gives me a headache, I swear. The fuck is the difference?
His words, he wanna say it the way he wanna say it.
All right, hold on. Janine, you're the red bone persuasion. Do you get offended by the word red bone?
No.
Do you feel it's derogatory?
No. What's derogatory about it?
I don't know. Ask Papa John.
Oh, please explain it to me.
What's derogatory about it?
You say potato, I say potato.
It's not offensive, it's just the way he wants to say it.
You said earlier it was offensive to call somebody a red bone.
Mm-mm. I prefer light skinned.
Wow.
Right. I mean, hey, come here, light skinned.
Well, it don't matter to me, light skinned, red bone. I would be more
persuaded to come to you if you said, hey, come here, red bone, instead of saying, hey, come here, light skinned. I wouldn't come to you if you said that. I wouldn't even look your way, dude. Like,
well, you still living in them damn 80s. How was that said? 83. Light skinned. Don't call him Jerome or Martin. Come here, light skinned.
Yeah.
Light skinned. What happened?
Yeah.
Tyrell. That's Jerome. Y'all ever want to know what happened to Jerome, who's on Sin City Radio now? His name is Father Time now.
Whatever. I like light skin. I prefer light skin.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand. I understand what you prefer, but the ladies don't prefer that. They don't prefer to be called light skin. They'd rather be called red bone.
Well, I'm not going to send it in their presence.
When you refer to Father Time, he would prefer for you to call him light skinned.
Really?
Wow. I'm brown skinned.
You want to call that motherfucker no light skin?
He's a red bone, though.
You're the first motherfucker ever called him that.
He is.
We call him
red bone, man. Get over it.
Yellow.
I really don't care.
Like, I have some friends who, in the summertime, they look, I don't want to say they look by my complexion, but they are, like, high yellow.
I'm good. You know what I like?
What?
I like them girls. I like them all. But as far as a light-skinned girl, I like when they turn that dirty red color in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love that. They turn that dirty red color.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm going to fuck you right now. You know what that is, Father Time? You know that dirty red color?
That's what he look like right now. Dirty red.
He look dirty red all year round. What the hell? Why do you keep hyping him up saying he's light-skinned?
If you look at, I can remember.
I've been looking at
on the webcam. I remember the webcam when we were on the webcam during the wintertime. He was lighter then.
That was that damn light off the webcam to make him.
No, it
right
wasn't.
I'm light skinned, damn. No, you're not, motherfucker.
She said I'm light skinned, so. What the fuck was she talking about? I'm light-skinned.
Quit fooling yourself. You're going to fuck around, walk your ass outside to you. Light-skinned, they're going to be like, sit your black ass down.
He light-skinned it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go outside and stand in the sun for a period of time and get dark, you light-skinned, goddamn it. Red, bone, whatever the fuck. Yellow, whatever.
I'm black as hell, and I can stand outside and get darker.
Not as dark. You ain't gonna turn black.
Well, yes, the fuck I will.
My baby's father is about the same color as him, and he, in the summertime he get blue black. Like, ooh.
Damn,
he get black.
I stay the fuck out the sun in the summertime.
Yeah, so
I know how black I can get.
Fuck that. Hey, don't be mad at us light-skinned brothers, man. We coming back.
There you go. Yeah, we, y'all coming. Motherfucker, you mulatto. You ain't never been light-skinned.
Dude, I'm light-skinned, man. Breaking that ass. Thank you, bud. I appreciate that.
I want to put a poll up. I want to put a poll up, and I want to see how many motherfuckers actually think this motherfucker's light-skinned. He's going to be the only motherfucker. Him and Buzz going to be the only two motherfuckers.
You think I'm light-skinned?
I've never seen you in person, so I thought you were, like, brown-skinned or something like that. Maybe a light brown, but.
That motherfucker probably is shade dark. Him and Wayne look like the same color.
Oh, that dude is dark skinned, man. I'm light skinned, bro.
You gonna stick with this, ain't you?
I'm running.
You really gonna run with this light skinned shit, huh?
I'm running.
Yeah.
You done pumped this man. You done fucked this boy head up.
Yup. Dark ass motherfuckers. I always hate those little light skin.
Hey, we the sexiest motherfuckers on the planet. We can't help it, man. We dark skinned motherfuckers walking the planet. Dark skin look good on brown skin though. No matter. Well, what the hell your mulatto ass talking about?
Say a dark skin, a darker person looks good on a lighter skinned person.
It does.
Rubbing the bodies together.
Why do people say that? Say what? That they look good together, like a lighter skinned person with a darker person. It does. It just looks better. It looks more like that Reese cup. You look like a Reese cup. Oh my goodness. Like me and you, we look like a Reese cup. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Well, what difference does it make how we look together? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about in public. I'm talking about when the skin is pressed against
each other. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What difference does that make? I know what you mean.
It's more on me.
I mean, do you feel like it's more sexy or that it turns you on?
I'm just saying, it's a turn on to me.
Yeah, to see that light skinned hand rubbing across that dark back, or that dark hand caressing those light skinned thighs. Oh God, there ain't nothing better.
Oh my goodness.
Well, apparently everybody on this show likes people lighter than them.
I know.
They didn't say that. They said they like dark-skinned guys.
Yeah.
They like light-skinned women.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you fit that criteria, huh? Light-skinned woman.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought everybody said they like light-skinned.
No, they
nope.
didn't.
Nope.
You heard it wrong.
I said light skinned women.
Okay, see that's why I went. All right, I guess.
And dark skinned men.
Well, you stay your light skinned ass on that side of the boat, all right? Because us mandingos over here, us mandingos gonna walk away with Buddy and Janine. Why you standing your light skinned ass over there talking about? But I'm light skinned. I'm light skinned.
Yeah, somebody out there like light skinned.
You try to get somebody to call in. Maybe they will. They'll tell you that.
Everybody don't like that burnt toast. You know, most motherfuckers script that burnt part off.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, until somebody get on here and say that, this is what you going to do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Oh,
someone comes along.
Well, because right now you
bless
you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Damn, my thought that was one of the female.
I would say you would have said shit to it.
Right.
Bless you, A-Lo.
What the fuck are you sneezing there, bro?
Huh?
Somebody's sick.
Y'all just excuse me, man. I'm battling the phone.
I got allergies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord. This motherfucker here. God. Well, I don't know how I do this show every goddamn week. You and Father Time, you motherfuckers are horrible, man. Y'all are like the two worst
motherfuckers. You got goddamn period, too, so I don't want to hear that bullshit come out your mouth.
God damn. Okay. Waylo, I mean, other than Colonel McBragg here, I mean, he's worse than that damn Colonel McBragg. He know everything about everything. Then I got this motherfucker who don't admit to shit, I mean, this motherfucker damn near the shade lighter than me still hollering, I'm light-skinned. I'm light-skinned.
She said I was light-skinned.
Okay, you know she lying.
I believe that shit.
Okay.
Fuck with my dream, man. So how's the weather in Minnesota?
Yeah, I give up. I'm gonna
light outside, motherfucker. That's
I'm gonna do light outside. I'm just gonna shut up. I ain't gonna say nothing else for the next 5 minutes anyway.
I don't know if you can do it.
That's how the weather is.
I don't know if you can do it.
Light outside.
He gonna mute himself.
Hey, whatever happened to that Tory chick that was on the show?
Who?
The Tory chick.
Yeah, the chick that was supposed to come down here and have a party.
Shit, I have no idea. Y'all talking about old girl that sold the lingerie, right?
No, the the one from Minnesota, the toys.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I need some
loop
shit.
All right, I got to break my silence. What toy chick y'all talking about?
The one that had a dude online with her.
Ease girl, Sasha.
Oh,
yeah,
Sasha.
There you go.
I don't know. What happened to her, Father Tom?
Shit, I don't know, man, you know. Motherfuckers play that, you know, that busy role, so I'll just leave it alone.
You got a number caller?
I can do that.
Fuck it, man. I mean, it ain't like we ain't never been beyond calling motherfuckers off the show before.
I say I need to put some new shit in the box.
Alright.
Well, hell, call off the show. Shit, fuck it. What them toys at?
Asking for the toys? Hey, call her. Hey, what the toys at? I think I can remember the number. I don't know if this is right number or not, but let's find out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 612-991-6661 is not available.
You might want to
leave a message. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I know you're there. I know you're there. I know you're there. I know you're there. Pick up the phone. I know you're there. I know you're there. I know you're there. Pick up the phone. I know you're there. I know you're there.
Hang up.
Hell no.
I was like, I thought he was going to actually leave, like, a message, like, you know, he want to know some information or something. And he just pull out, like, oh, my God.
That's so wrong number.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Pick up the phone.
Hey, I thought you was like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that?
Right.
Hey, man.
Who you get your number to?
Hey, what the fuck was that? I just been like, I'm on my way. Uh-oh, I think we got a phone call.
Hey, man, we want to get the phone book, man. Just start calling some motherfuckers.
There you go. All right, we got, hey, what's happening, caller?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's Mother Nature. You ain't caught on.
You ain't get her voice.
I knew who it was. I'm typing the name in. I knew exactly who it was.
Yeah, sure you did.
Mother Nature.
Hi.
All right, well, Mother Nature, we got to ask you.
What?
First, I got to ask you one thing. Is Father Time light-skinned?
No, he's caramel.
Oh, okay. Well, that ends that.
I'm light-skinned, goddammit.
He was born light skinned, and he has gotten darker with age.
Brother, stop helping that boy out. That boy is black now. Why do y'all keep trying to get his motherfucker? You know what? Never mind. He's not
black, because there's blue black, there's black, there's caramels, there's, you know, light skinned, there's yellow,
so
there's all different shades.
What you
saying?
He's
a caramel color.
I'm light skinned, goddamn it.
You're a caramel color.
I'm light skinned.
I'm light skinned. We are not the same shade.
Okay. Well, now check this out. What is your preference? Do you like that Idris Elba type brother, or do you like that Terrence Howard type brother?
I don't really have a preference. It's how the man treat me. That's my preference.
Oh, she works in a goddamn Sunday school teacher. I understand that he's on the phone. I understand he's on the phone. Fuck him for the night. Fuck him. Fuck you, man. Hey, man, fuck you.
It don't have nothing to do with, because, I mean, to me, it's not nothing to do with,
you
know, the fella in the man's skin. Huh?
Are you trying to be a politician?
No. But that's
you do
most
politicians every week.
No, it's not a politician answer. That's the honest truth. It's not about what color they is. It's how they treat me. Because they could be, it don't matter what color they is. It's how they treat me. If I'm treated well, it don't matter what color they are.
Okay.
As long as they're of the black ethnicity.
I'm not born outside of my race. The last three boyfriends, excluding Father Time, what was their color?
Well, let's see. My ex-husband was blue-black. You couldn't see him. If it was nighttime, you couldn't see him unless he smiled. The one before that, he was the same complexion as Father Time. So,
light-skinned.
He was caramel.
One before that.
Let me see. They've all been caramel or
darker.
Darker.
So that's your preference. Caramel is the limit.
So that means I'm your first. So you saying I'm your first light skinned dude?
When I was in school, it was a guy that was my complexion. So that's what I mean. It's not necessarily a preference. But the ones that I've had long term relationships with, they were caramel colored and very dark.
My head hurt.
I got a question for you, Mother Nature.
Okay.
I thought that
you
was one second question, you motherfucker. I'm saying that you got one goddamn minute. Wait, why did they say that?
What's your question, you
never dated outside of your race?
No.
Is that like something that you chose to do, or?
Yes, that's what I chose to do. I watch too much TV. I watch too many missing, disappeared, ID, true stories. And at least if I deal within my own race, you know, it's just, you know, they might beat you up or whatever, and it might be heat of the moment or whatever, and you might get busted up. But 9 times out of 10, you might live. When it comes to other nationalities, you come up missing. They can't find you.
Black people are starting to eat people now, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Black people,
that's
that
bad stuff, people.
They on drugs and stuff. That's when they own something.
Yeah.
That's not normal. But just but other nationalities, that's just a normalcy. They just, especially white people, I really, them folks come up missing for real.
I've been eating women ever since I started fucking. Oh, y'all weren't talking about that, huh?
No.
I thought y'all talking about something else.
That kind of eating bite.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting to the good stuff. That father's time. Where did your light skin come from?
I missed it, man.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
I missed what she said. What did she say?
Don't worry about it, man.
What did she say?
Let's take Fergie, smoke.
Goodness. Oh,
because if I tell you what you said and I say let's stick together, you're going to be ready to fight me.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Okay, Bother, look. Bother,
mm-hmm.
Back. You
hear me? I'm right here.
All right. Don't start the toy yet just yet.
What?
Don't start the toy just yet.
Okay.
Please.
Okay,
we got a little bit more of the show to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless you finish up in the chat room and start that toy, then by all means, but please don't start it just yet. Not just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got off this phone mad as fuck last night.
Exactly. Mm. Everybody got off the phone pissed off. You know
why? Why was you mad?
Harder than goddamn Chinese arithmetic. Ain't nobody available. And your ass over there moaning and shit. Open the refrigerator, get something to drink, and it's a damn watermelon. And what the fuck? I closed the refrigerator and went to bed.
I'm sorry.
We're away,
watermelon got 3 holes in it now.
I'm sorry, Bobo.
Hey, I need y'all to go in the chat room, though. I need y'all feedback because I'm trying a new app out.
He got full of that damn vodka. Next thing you know, goddamn watermelon. He woke up this morning. Goddamn, my dick hurt. I shot him fuck last night. He went in the refrigerator. Watermelon got 3 big ass holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
All because Butter wanted to try out a new toy. Mm. Butter, what
kind of toy was it
last night, too?
What was it? What were you using?
Look, man, don't get her started. She had already got started. She's playing with it now, can't you tell? But
I'm
going to hang you up now.
Okay.
We're going to hang you up.
Okay.
Shit, just say Waylo one time. Goddamn.
Waylo.
That shit, I'm really going to hang you up now. That really was a fucking turn off. You gotta realize who run this show. Now, I mean, shit. If Kaz and Father Time name ain't being said first, then this show, that gotta come to a motherfucker screaming halt. I mean, that shit.
I just said y'all names already.
I ain't here. That a bitch. Mm-hmm. Hold on, man.
I got your back, dog. You just gonna mute his ass, dog.
He don't want to. Hey, I'm like the old boy.
I got more than one phone.
Heartbeat. You know,
I got more than one phone.
What, dog?
I said, I got more than one phone.
You ain't calling him. Oh, that thing got their way, though. I know that 293 number. I know who it is. Hang him up. Hang him up. Hang him up now, goddammit. I will tell you something, y'all. I got, like my man said, man, we got the chat room open. We got to get it going on, man. I mean, we got it nice. We got it set up perfect. You know what I'm saying?
I like this background.
I know I like y'all. Thank you. Thank you. I gotta get props to my man, Father Time. Hey, anybody to go to the site? My man, Father Time, set it all up. The man's a motherfucker. The motherfucker, he's a motherfucking video genius. He's a motherfucking video genius. He's a computer motherfucking genius.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. But I do need y'all feedback in the chat rooms because I'm trying a new app out.
I forgot my password.
Oh, no, baby. Everything brand new. Everything brand new.
So I got to go on here like a brand new person.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that you do. That you do. But now, check it out. Name went on that. And God damn it. Oh, boy, she brought back memories. Memories in the moonlight. I said, damn, I remember that red motherfucking outfit. That was one of the early shows. Shit, I thought about one of the first shows when I seen that red outfit.
Man, I'm over here coughing. Need
what?
A nurse.
He needs to be taken care of.
I need a nurse.
He don't need no goddamn nurse. He don't need no goddamn nurse. I've been on that site, motherfucker. He don't need no goddamn nurse. I got the nurse right here, motherfucker. I got the nurse right here. Baby, please. Hey, did you hear? He don't need no nurse. Say yo, hey, Rambo, stay right where you at. He got it. He got a Rambo right here.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Hey, I can see tonight. I still need that nurse. Oh, fuck you.
Had that red bone come give it to you.
Hey, you know what your answer should be? I was trying to, but you made me. Hey, you ended that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
Now, I can't believe it. Y'all getting me deeper and deeper in this shit.
Now what?
That's what he's saying right now.
No. All right, we'll check this out. I'm in the motherfucking chat room. I'm by myself.
I'm signing up.
I'm in the chat room. I'm by myself. I need some friends.
Hey, y'all can't see passwords, can y'all? Oh, never mind. It was in my spam folder. Never mind.
No, we can't see
your password. We don't have access to your password, man.
That's all right. I just figured it out.
So if you forget it, you can't ask us what it was, because we don't know.
Nah, we don't know. We can't tell you password.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Like I said, man, we got this motherfucking juking, dog. We got to get this. And look, what we want to do is we want to build this motherfucker up like we used to have it. You know what I mean? The way how we used to have this motherfucker jumping every week. We try to get this bitch back jumping. We want this motherfucker the way it used to be.
I just need that feedback from the chat room, man.
You know what I'm saying?
If I need to go change it up or, you know, grab a new app or something. You know what I mean? Because you remember last time people were saying, well, the box was too small. I need that kind of feedback.
I mean, shit, everything looks right to me, dog. I look damn good on it. I look damn good on it. The dimples
that's
is
all
showing.
That matter.
The dimples is showing. Yes, yes.
And I tested it, sending the pictures from my phone, so that worked.
That's right. Oh, yes, it do. Yes, I did see them pictures.
There's Jackie in the house.
Hey, I need a doctor. Hey, I'm like, oh, hey, I like old boy on colors. I need a doctor. Shit. Nurse Betty. Nurse Betty, please.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all funny.
See, I'm about
to cut load the video up tonight.
I'm about to slice my motherfucking. Hey, I'm finna put some motherfucking big ass cuts on my arm. Nurse. Nurse, help me. What the shit? He just being sliced the fuck up. You want to go to the hospital? No, I want Janine. She got that nurse outfit on.
Oh, my goodness.
I want that black outfit. That black outfit is just.
You really want it.
So bad.
Tell her she gotta come get it. She gotta come get it.
Hey, tell me when.
That's
all you
gotta
do.
I must say, I look rather good on here, too. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to make sure it's clear.
Oh, shit, I look crystal clear.
All right.
Yeah. I'll take my shirt off, face my muscles.
Yeah, but see, I want to see when it's like 3-4 people in there one time.
I'm
I need that
my,
kind of feedback.
I'm going to put my Stevie J rat face on in a minute. Hey, man, look here. TVJ making millions off the rat face.
Ain't it?
You know, I thought that show was over, man, but I always see
something.
Well, they did the reunion show the other day.
Okay, how'd that turn out?
Oh, man, shit. They said that shit was on. I said that shit was on point.
Nobody fighting.
Well, they had their arguments, their fusses, and all that shit, but, I mean, nevertheless, shit, the shit took off, man. Now, I heard they're going back to New York for next season.
Well, who was on the first New York show?
Jim Jones.
And his girl got their own show finna come out.
Right. So now I don't know who they're going to use for next year, but they said they're going back to New York. But my thing is, shit, why go back to New York? Atlanta was where it was happening at.
Well, maybe they trying to get Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That ain't gonna happen.
I actually like the New York show better.
You know what? I'm gonna be real with you. I like the Atlanta show because the Atlanta show was more realistic. I mean, everybody. I mean, just because you're in the industry, don't mean you're paid. You know, like Stevie J. They asked him a question like, "Why every time we see you, you walking?" That nigga said, "Cause I ain't have a car." That's why y'all always see me walking. That motherfucker said, "I got a car now." But no, at the show, I didn't have a car. You know what I'm saying? Scrappy, even though he done made songs with Lil Jon and all that, shit, the motherfucker was broke. You heard old girl, if anybody watched the reunion show, she like, well, take all them motherfucking bills out my name because, motherfucker, since you with your baby mama, take them bills out my name. To me, that's more realistic. I can deal with some shit like that because that's everyday life. Motherfuckers over there buying Beamers and Lexus and every day you got to be at this club and that club and you just, I mean, everything you wear is red bottoms. No, motherfucker, everything we wear ain't red bottoms. So I kind of like that Atlanta show a little better. More realistic to me.
All right, Bud, now why did you like New York better than Atlanta?
I just didn't like, you couldn't understand nothing Jocelyn was saying. I mean, she was, I didn't even watch it like I watched the other show, so I really don't know. But every time
it was the American dream. She a motherfucker that came from nothing to something. So you got to give her props on that.
She came from nothing to something by fucking somebody.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many other motherfuckers out here just fucking for free?
That shit happens every day.
Right. She just happened to get lucky.
I mean, I can give her props if she came from something, from nothing, like...
on just talent?
I would give her more props for her, you know what I'm saying, in the grocery store and meet somebody famous and got famous like that because they just like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, grocery store.
For her to say,
they all the same thing.
It's not even about the strip club. It's about.
I mean, she was a stripper. She did. I mean, my thing is this. You can't knock. I mean, listen to what she said. She said, she couldn't even come in the house unless she had $200 or $300 when she was 12 or 13. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker's out living it rough. So to get on TV, to be on national TV and have your name worldwide right now, shit, you can't get mad at her. I mean, she came from nothing. I mean,
yeah, but I see what she's saying. She's saying if you use your talent to make it, she cool with that. But she, what Butter said is she kind of fucked her way to where she is.
You call it what you want. Fuck, whatever. But, I mean, I'm not going to knock her hustle. I mean, shit. I mean, the motherfucker did what she had to do to get where she had to go. She there? I mean, I ain't going to say she's going to be on top.
I mean, I feel like this, honestly. If you do, if that's what you do, then do it well. But I don't put it out there for everybody in the world. Don't put it out there for everybody in the world.
Hold on. She didn't say she was fucking everybody. She said she was fucking Stevie. She didn't. I mean, her thing is fucking Stevie. Her thing wasn't fucking everybody. She said that. Hey, I don't fuck everybody when I'm fucking him. But when she was fucking him, he didn't have nothing. Now, together, they built the shit up. Hey, look, I'm finna do this show. You want to be on it? Cool. Let's do this. And she built herself up. I mean, everybody keeps saying she a hoe and all this shit. But how can she be a hoe? She's not saying she slept with everybody. She's saying she slept with Stevie. Homewrecker, yeah, hoe. No, you can't really get the hoe out of it. I mean, homewrecker, yeah. Hoe, no. That's just my thing on it.
It's not, oh my goodness. Okay, it's not a creative profile, but it's not letting me put my name in there.
You said what, baby?
Never mind. I'm going to try it the way they're trying to get me to do it.
All right. Where Waylo at? He doing this music thing. Waylo.
What up?
All right. Let me ask you, man. I mean, do you look at her in negative light? All honest. You think she slept her way to the top? I mean, do you really look at her in a negative light?
Shit, I don't even watch that shit, really. So I don't even know nobody's story. All I know is Lil Scrappy on there. It's a couple of chicks with some fat asses on there, and that's it.
Okay, and I got to ask you, and that leads me to another question. Not saying you, But a lot of motherfuckers, and I know it's a lot of motherfucking independent motherfuckers, this, that show. I mean, a lot of motherfucking independent motherfuckers, man, fuck that show, fuck them motherfuckers. My thing is, like I said, I ain't talking about you in particular. So I'm just saying, a lot of motherfuckers like last year, motherfuckers giving Jim Jones them all, because Jim Jones is an established artist. And motherfuckers gave him all type of problems. But now you got motherfuckers on that really, I mean, out of everybody, Lil Scrappy, the only motherfucker you could say on that that really seen any type of fame.
Well, whoa. The Stevie J dude and made songs for motherfuckers like Mariah Carey and all kind of motherfuckers. So he got to have a little prop, too.
Yeah, but you up until now, you never knew who the fuck he was. He never was in a lot of life. Exactly. Granted, he has made songs, but you never knew who the fuck he was. You never knew who Stevie J was until now. Even on the motherfucking, the leaked, whatchamacallit, with him and Eve, you never seen his face. You never knew who Stevie J was. Up until now. But now last year, because Jim Jones and Jewel Santana, and you had a lot of big names on that, motherfucking household names, everybody was gung-ho about it. But because it was on that with a bunch of people who hadn't been really discovered yet, everybody dissed the fuck out of them. I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, from the episodes I saw, them motherfuckers was ghetto as hell.
Okay, that's just like me and you get on the show. And the first thing is like, Sin City, who the fuck heard of these niggas? Fuck them niggas. Don't nobody heard of them. But now, motherfucking Tom Joyner get on the motherfucker. Oh, man, that's Tom Joyner. But who the fuck to say Tom Joyner got more going on than us? Well, other than the financially. But shit,
I think it's the way you carry yourself on the show.
Man, ain't really. You really think the Jim Jones them they carry themselves like hood rats and hoes?
I never watched the show.
And them motherfuckers carry themselves in the same light. In the same fucking light.
Man, but they're more established, so
exactly.
People look at it differently.
You just proved my point because you just said the magic word. Because they're more established, that motherfuckers, you get props because you're more established. That makes you better than me because you're more established. Come on, man. Get the gun with that shit.
Well, I'm saying, though, if you ain't established, you can't come off as ghetto. You got to make motherfuckers
and
like
and my
you.
Whole thing is I don't care who is who. I mean, you ain't got to put all your trash out there.
That's my whole thing. That's why I don't watch this shit, because all that shit, like, who wants to know who you sleeping with? I mean, it's entertaining.
Evidently, everybody.
For everybody to be on her jock because she took him from his baby mama. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
Like, that's just it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, and, hey, I might catch a lot of flack for what I'm about to say, but, shit, this is the truth. That's everyday fucking life. I mean, shit, you done said it, I done said it, everybody done said it. You done fucked around with a married man before.
But I ain't go around bragging about it, though.
Okay, well, I mean, damn, but nevertheless, okay, it's on the grander scale, but it ain't nothing that you ain't never did. It ain't nothing that I ain't never did. It ain't nothing that Janine never did. It ain't nothing that Father Time ain't never did. Everything that's being said on that show, at one point or another.
I understand what you're saying. Everybody, you like the fact that they putting everyday shit out there. I understand that. But this is not everyday shit show. This is...
Why not?
They're not filming what's going on in the G or what's going on in Indy. They filming
because it's in Atlanta is different.
They know they filming first of all. These are supposed to be artists.
Oh, because they got money, they supposed to act different. They not like you and me.
they film an artist.
Exactly. So now
because they're artists,
they supposed to be different. Sure. They different enough?
Hell, I can have a damn show.
Exactly, Waylo, and you can. You absolutely right. You can have a show because yes, you are an artist, but you go through the everyday struggles that everybody else go through.
Exactly.
And you also have to look at it like this. Why they already think rappers and all of this type stuff is ignorant? Why get on TV and show the ignorance? Even
you know what? I mean, whoa. Do y'all watch?
I agree with you, brother.
All right. But do y'all watch any of these other damn shows? These motherfuckers is just as ignorant. Hey, y'all ever watch Duck? What the fuck is it? Duck Life? Duck something? These motherfuckers are a bunch of hillbillies that's on that motherfucker acting ignorant as hell every fucking day. Don't nobody sit there and say, oh, because these motherfuckers, they hillbillies. They hillbillies that got rich selling duck parts. I mean, shit for people to shoot at ducks. But these are the most ignorant as hillbillies you've ever seen in your life.
Well, look, man, I tell you.
And
like
they don't, and guess what? They don't, what is it called? Market it. You don't see it because they don't market it because half the people that's on this show probably ain't never heard about that before.
This show is like one of the number one shows on their network.
They rich as hell.
These motherfuckers is rich and they are the most. They beyond ghetto. They straight gutter ass motherfuckers. And this is like the number one show on the goddamn. I'm not sure what channel it comes on, but they're like in the top three, number one, in the top three show. Ain't nobody calling them that. I mean, shit, that's just they put their everyday life on there. Everyday life. Ain't nobody.
You talking about that redneck show?
Exactly.
Yep. Like country folks.
With the little girl
on it, right?
It's a whole family of them, bro. The thing is, when and I hate to take it to a race thing, but when white folks put they ignorant because white folks have what they're ashamed of the rednecks, right? Right. So
yep.
They put them on there and they make it as a joke. But when they put us niggers on TV, it's not a joke as they're making for the white.
You know what? Here's something that, you know, I hear what you're saying, but now I looked in that Forbes magazine, and I'm sitting here looking at, like, y'all sitting there saying ignorant and all this shit. Like, all right, the one rapper, Wale. Now, I mean, He signed with Rick Ross, and he, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross come off like his wannabe drug dealer, or he shows his drug dealer image. This dude made $5 million in 1 year. Wale. Now, let's be realistic. Waylo, you a motherfucker in the music industry. I mean, when you think of the first, I mean, you... Do you really think Wale made $5 million?
That's probably his total that he made, but after all the bullshit, he probably didn't come out with $5
million. No. This is what he got, $5 million. So you can imagine he made a little bit more.
So
Right.
Exactly what I just said. Basically, they glorify that to make... You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I
hear what you're saying, but I mean, all this negative shit. I mean, my thing is this: if you're gonna be a fool, like they used to tell us in school, if you're gonna be a fool, be a paid fool. Exactly. If you're gonna be a fool, be a paid fool. You gonna be a hoe, be a paid hoe. Now, whether you wanna call all them people hoes and stupid and gut ass trash, These motherfuckers bringing home motherfucking seven-figure digits.
I mean, I'm not calling them hoes or gutter-ass trash either. I just feel like what they did was just, you know what I'm saying, tasteless.
But it ain't nothing that me and you ain't never did. Ain't nothing that me and you don't do on a regular basis.
I don't put my shit on blast either.
You also don't get paid $1 million.
And I wouldn't let them pay me $1 million to put my shit on blast either.
Yeah, all right. I will be on hip-hop. It's Love of Hip-Hop Gary Part 3.
Yeah,
I mean,
$1 million, though.
That shit, man,
I have to get on TV, too.
It's easy
but
to do that
shit
because
they're putting on TV is scripted. They're not putting what's real on there. They're putting what they choose to put on there on there.
Yeah, they do have a thing called edit. They do be editing shit. I'm pretty sure there's a whole lot of shit that didn't make the actual air.
No, it's a whole lot that didn't. But like I said, that's just like everyday life, man. I mean, you're not going to, I mean, you sitting here, me and you can sit here and say, well, I wouldn't do that. I'm degrading myself. I guarantee that fucking $1 million jump in your motherfucking face. And I mean, just for you to be you, yeah, I mean, really. But then here's the thing with keeping it, I keep it real. Or I'm not, I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to be funny and I'm not trying to, I mean, when I say this, but I'm not saying you in particular or nobody on this show in particular, but when I say this is our everyday life, this is our everyday life. We go through it every day. The shit that they go through, the shit that they did on that show was everyday shit. Wasn't nothing different than what your girl go through, what your partner go through. Or what you go through. It's everyday fucking life. But now you just got paid $1 million to do it, to be filmed. I mean, come on. I mean, so now because of because you're in front of the camera, you gonna ham it up?
No, honestly, I don't watch any of those shows that y'all talking about, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I think that some of it they probably take from everyday life and add it to it to make it a show.
I'm not disputing that.
You know,
that's just like that
you know.
Show with them rednecks. I'm pretty sure that they don't act that fucking crazy every day. But now if you look at the show, these are the craziest sons of bitches you ever want to see in your life.
Well, fuck it. For $1 million, I get on there. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
If I did it for $1 million, only I'm going to pick the shit that's going to come on the air.
You know you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to pick the shit to come on the air. That's the whole purpose of them paying you $1 million. You're not going to pick the shit to come on the air. They are. That's why they paid you $1 million.
That's why.
Then I wouldn't be myself.
Chris and them got their own show because they didn't like what was being aired.
Who? You said who?
Ain't that what her name was, Chrissy?
No. The same people that made that show is making this show.
No, I'm talking about they decided not to.
Smoking mirrors. That was the whole purpose of the spin. They knew what they was gonna do. That's why they made the Hip Hop Atlanta show. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna spin y'all off to y'all own show. We're gonna make the Hip Hop Atlanta show. Then we're gonna bring y'all back next year with y'all own show. Come on now. Ain't nobody, I mean, you got to look at shit for the way it is.
But there was some things that was done.
Really? You really think that? You really think, because that's what Chrissy said, that was the truth. That lady Mona, I mean, that shit is scripted. Mona had them saying that shit. I mean, it's all a big fucking script. That's just like us on this show. If I could sit there, we can script some shit to make it sound like, bam, like, oh, this shit.
Yeah, okay, and I think they do. That's what I think they do. I think outrageous as it is. I think that gets scripted in.
Exactly, Mother Nature. Everything, every show on TV is scripted. Now, how it's going to be depicted by you or anybody else, that's on you. But 99% of this shit is scripted. You think like, okay, let's go something as simple as Storage Wars. You really think everybody buy these motherfucking, every time they buy one of these motherfucking garages, they're going to find something good in them? Everybody finds something good in every garage. Every motherfucking thing they buy, oh, here goes something worth $10,000. You think you're going to find that in every motherfucking storage unit? No, you're not. But because of the way they got it depicted, yes, oh, man. Barry find motherfucking $5,000 worth of shit in everything he bought. No, they don't. They just pick that shit out.
Yeah, man, you the reality TV guru around this motherfucker.
No, man, it's not the fact that I'm a reality TV guru. It's the fact that people, because, I mean, I'm be honest with you, dog. I seen some motherfuckers on there that, I mean, they did what they did. And then it was just like everybody hated on them for it. Why hate on them for it? I mean, because if we was in the same fucking boat, we'd have did it too. And if a motherfucker came to us right now and said, look, we finna do a reality show on Sin City Radio. Hey, you gonna sit there and say, well, my morals ain't gonna let me do it. Well, you know what? You gonna get replaced because I'm doing this fucking show.
Can't do the show without me, motherfucker. We got a contract. I'll sue your ass.
Y'all know what you want. And, but you know that, and you know what? The funny part about that is I wouldn't have to, because motherfucker, you'll be right there with me. You will be right there with me, dog. You will be.
You know
right
what? That may be true, man. That may be true. True enough. But I would have to have some kind of say so on what actually airs. I would have to have some kind of say so, because it could be some shit I don't want out there.
You think,
you know what I'm saying?
And this is what I'm telling you. You think these people are putting shit out there that they don't want air? These motherfuckers, I mean, motherfucker, you know what's going to happen. Stevie J knew what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. All that shit was just scripted. But now,
I don't believe that, because there's no way I'm going to let my mama get on TV and misspell the word bitch and let that shit ride. No fucking way.
But you see how popular that got, though, right?
Exactly. You see what
that was all publicity. That's all it's about, is publicity and what you can trick.
I saw an ignorant-ass black woman. That's what I saw, an ignorant-ass black woman.
That's how I'm saying it, too, but you got to think about how much publicity she got for that shit. That's what it's all about. If you ain't getting no publicity for doing the shit, then why do it? That's what it's all about.
That bitch said that, and within 30 seconds, Facebook lit up.
Yeah, and Twitter.
Facebook lit up, Twitter lit up. Everything lit up. That put, man, this lady walking through motherfucking club getting $30,000-$40,000 just to walk through a club now. Just to walk through.
Well, I'm sorry, man.
Listen to me. I'm down here. The pictures I took with Jocelyn and Mimi. Man, them motherfuckers got paid out the ass just to come to the club. Jocelyn told them, hey, I got paid motherfucking $40,000 just to show up and do a song. Bitch, don't nobody even know your music. But just because I'm on this show, I got paid $40,000. Hey, I got to get up. I'm on my way to such and such city because I'm finna go make another $40,000. I'm making $40,000 a night just to show my face because of this motherfucking reality show. Dude, you're not going to sit here and tell me.
I disagree with you, man. I mean, you've been going on this shit for about 10 motherfucking minutes. And I totally disagree, man.
Well, that's why your ass.
All money ain't good money, man. I'm not going to sit there and go on national TV and make an ass out of myself. For a few fucking dollars, man. It ain't fucking worth
it. And you keep sitting there saying that you wouldn't do this, you wouldn't do that. Stop.
I would do the show, but I'm not going to show my ass on the fucking show.
That's you. That's you and what you ain't. I mean, maybe she said she didn't give a fuck. She a 50-year-old woman with no fucking